Yeah.
So, like, how do you translate that Coca Cola's imagery into commercial products? You know, I mean, you have to be very careful about what you allow Coca Cola's to be associated with.
Like
you can't put it on a mug, or you could, but
you can't put it on a mug.
No, I'm just saying you should put it on things that are relevant to what the Coca Cola's is. So, I mean, you shouldn't. Well, not the mug's a bad example, but you shouldn't be putting it on a golf ball. Something that's irrelevant to the Coca Cola's. You should have high relevancy.
Maybe they're the things you want to control. The key things, you sat down and you were second with scratch. Right, we own the Coca Cola's, you and I, right? So the thing is, we say to ourselves, right, let's pick the small number of things that we want the Book of Kells to be on, right?
Sure.
Now, to me, it includes things like moleskin. I want the Book of Kells moleskin. No question, right? The moleskin has already proved itself to be worthy of the Book of Kells, right? We're now going to enhance moleskin by giving it the Book of Kells, and we're going to enhance the Book of Kells by giving it moleskin.
See, that's commercially, that's what commercially minded person would be doing. You'd be saying, okay, who are the best book creators, you know, whether it's moleskin or whatever, how can we, let's say, use aspects of Book of Kells on moleskins to have a specific limited edition moleskin cover? And
absolutely.
You only produce 1,000 a year with it. But that creates like massive demand.
Oh yeah. Oh well,
we can do
the Apple strategy, which is that we release it, but we don't produce enough of them so that people are put on a waiting list. The second thing I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to give you a chance to talk in a minute, but you've just set me off like a, you're the most inspiring person I know, and I mean that. I want to put it on a limited edition Mont Blanc pen, because I have a Mont Blanc pen, and it's a phenomenal tool, right? It doesn't have to be Mont Blanc, but it has to be a calligrapher. I mean, not a pure technical calligrapher's pen, but a pen that will be used out there in the world by people who will write in their moleskin notebook. So I now have got my branded Book of Kells pen, my ideal Christmas present for somebody, the Book of Kells pen, the Book of Kells moleskin, because I can't buy them the Book of Kells, and the Book of Kells audio, to go with it, and in fact a new audio.
The audio is crucial, because like when I got married, I was working right up until the day I got married, and I organized the wedding and the honeymoon and everything. So by the time I arrived in Dublin without luggage, I had no time to think about where we were going to go. So we arrived at the Book of Kells. I mean, like I knew
who got you to the Book of Kells, your wife?
Well, I mean, it's kind of one of the things. It's
one of those things.
You, like,
okay.
In Dublin, you go to Beauties, you see Molly Malone, you go to the Book of Kells, and you go to Trinity. I mean, it's like, you know, there's a cluster of things that if you're not from here, that you kind of know that you should be seeing. But my point is, when you go in there, you have no idea what it is or why it's relevant.
Had you ever heard of Book of Kells?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you kind of knew that if you should go and see it, but like why you should go see it or what its relevance is.
It's a bit like turning up in Cape Town and saying, we've got to go to Robben Island.
Absolutely.
I don't actually know why.
Why do
I need to go to Robben Island? I haven't a bloody clue. Was there this some guy who was in there for a while?
You need to be able to tell that story. And you need to tell it well in a way that increases desirability. This is what they... See, this is the problem they have, is that they rely on the success of what they functionally have. But the skill in terms of being able to tell stories around it, to draw more people in and get them relaying those stories about it.
Okay, don't tell the whole story yet, because we'll leak it out gently, right? I don't want you to go right to the meat of what we've just been through, because we've just had, in my opinion, one of the most interesting experiences I've had in a long time. At the Book of Kells, you know, and I literally mean looking at the Book of Kells, and I mean looking at the Book of Armagh, and looking at the Book of Durrow, and looking at what I reminded me of Sheila na Geek, which all the people listening will not have a clue what I'm talking about, but one or two will and can look it up on Google, S-I-L-E-N-A, and I can't spell geek,
geek.
But it's not G-E-E-K as in traveling geeks. It's G-I-G, and I think it's G-I-Father G.
Okay, wow.
gig. Anyway, that's another story. But the other thing is, okay, we got it. We've got the Book of Kells now. If it was up to us, we own the Book of Kells, and we've decided to put it on Moleskine, and we've also decided we're putting it on a fountain pen.
Mont Blanc, yeah.
And we'll put it with Mont Blanc, right? Okay. What else would you put the Book of Kells on if it was yours, Jonathan?
Well, I think, I mean, you could put it on a Bible.
Of course you could put it on a Bible.
Mean, it is the gospel, so you could have a beautifully inscripted Book of Kells Bible. You know, I mean, as they said, 90% of the people that are there are not from Ireland. Irish people don't seem to have an inclination to visit the Book of Kells.
Geez, we could produce a limited edition New Testament, right?
Surely.
And we could produce four of them, you know, so we'll just pick one, right?
Surely.
And on one page is the Latin Surely. Version of the Gospel according to Matthew,
yeah.
right? Or let's do it John, since we're talking about Jonathan Arm, John, the Bible according the Gospel according to John. And on the other side, the translation.
Surely.
Now, okay, I got to ask you a leading question. Mm. Which version, which translation would you have in the first limited edition of the Bible of the Book of Kells? Which English language would you put in there to give it, to set the...
What are you talking about, the King James version?
I am. I'm talking about the King James. I'm talking about the new...
I go for the revised international version.
Is that the one you're going for?
The NIV.
No, I'm not. I disagree entirely. I'm going with the King James.
Should we arm wrestle?
We absolutely. King James versus whatever is this modern one.
So
the poet,
King,
all
King,
poets.
King James is like the ye and the shell and the... It's the...
King James is where the English language comes from, right? I'm not joking. The language in the King James Bible, right?
Okay.
Is just... I'm not going to persuade you. Surely, do you? Which brand of Christianity do you come from originally? No, I mean literally. You come from the Roman Catholic side? Do you come from the...
I come
the
from the atheist
low church?
Side.
Yeah, but forget about all that. We all come from some element of Christianity in our culture, you know... No, I mean, I'm talking about, do you come into your biblical, your knowledge of the Bible, does it come out of the high church or low church tradition?
It comes out of the Bible. I don't.
Oh, you're low church then. You're absolute. Forget that. You're absolutely. You're a straight fundamentalist.
Comes out of the word of
you're
the
a
book.
Fundamentalist,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm a radical fundamentalist.
Yeah. Well, I come from the Roman Catholic background in relation to this, and that means that the come out of the papal end.
Okay.
You see, and that's the exact opposite from because the papacy wanted to prevent people getting their hands on the actual Bible. In
well, that's why you're going to read the Missal.
Anyway, look, we'll not go down that road too far, but yours is an idea. So fantastic. Moleskine, fountain pen, and Bible.
What about art set for kids? Like a Book of Kells calligraphy art set for children.
Wow.
Paul looks pretty shocked right now.
I know, Paul is into a kind of, oh my God. I and therefore, I'm just to pick a small local thing in Cork. We have classes in the Glucksmann, which is the modern art place in Cork, where kids will learn calligraphy.
Well, imagine if kids could go through the Book of Kells exhibition and experience and then actually go and paint something on a wall, actually do their interpretation.
Cave painting.
We
can cave paint, we can build caves, we can build an installation, right? Which uses Lisieux or whatever the place is in France, which has the great wall paintings. And instead of having beasts and wild hunters, or perhaps we'll have them up there too, but in between the beasts and the wild hunters side, or we'll take them through the wild hunter experience, right? The replication of the French stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Into the Irish stuff.
Really? Well, that's what's interesting is the Book of Kells has tremendous like Irish symbolism within it. And like the guys were saying, I mean, Irish kids are not going to visit the Book of Kells. They are being sucked into all kinds of other things
But the Book of Celts must come out of its ivory sanctimonious tower, hidden away behind the walls of Trinity, right?
Bring it to the people.
Bring it to the people, right? Into every single home. And now look at the connection then. You've set me up now because we're talking about the Coptic tradition, right? And we learned Coptic today church. Something that I never knew. That Catholicism came to Ireland via the Copts from Egypt. The Coptic side.
Christianity came.
Christianity came.
Came to Ireland. So Christianity in Ireland predates Catholic Christianity in Ireland. It's an interesting concept. So St. Patrick wasn't necessarily Catholic.
He wasn't Roman. That's the key point. He was, if anything, he came... he has also claimed to be Scottish, and there's a guy called McColgan who will be listening to this in Scotland, who might well claim. No, not Macaulay Culkin. Right. Look, I think we've done enough now, because this is... the Coptics takes me to Egypt, and Egypt is another story, right? And the links between...
That's because of papyrus. So some of the manuscripts that the Irish monks were recording the gospel on were actually written on papyrus. Papyrus obviously comes from
flax grown on the banks of the Nile, and not grown in Ireland
or in the Vatican.
They did not grow papyrus in the Vatican, Jonathan. Excuse me. The story of how... Do you know how flax was made?
I'm totally clueless when it comes
I will tell you about flax another day. And all right, this is been recorded in the Buttery in Trinity College Dublin, right? We are in a kind of catacomb experience in the part of the Buttery, and that means a low ceiling with arches. What do you call this kind of stuff? Anyway, look, this is where I came as a young student every day.
1968?
No, I didn't. In 68, I was in UCD in Earlsford Terrace, being a radical with Kevin Myers, right?
I was born in 68.
Right. Right. So when you were having nappies put on you, I was having Marxism-Leninism put on me. At that point, we better stop.